The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has called for the elimination of all nuclear weapons worldwide. Ayatollah Khamenei has also urged Iranian officials to set aside their differences and work toward promoting the country's economic conditions. The Iranian leader made the remarks in a meeting with the people of Tabriz on the anniversary of the city's popular uprising against the regime of the former Shah in 1978.
Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iran has never been seeking nuclear weapons, adding, however, that no global power could have been able to stop Iran if it did intend to develop a nuclear weapon. Ayatollah Khamenei also criticized Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad over a recent row during the impeachment of the Labour Minister. The leader was referring to Ahmadinejad playing a videotape in the minister's impeachment session, by means of which he accused the Larijani brothers of abuse of power. The allegation has not been approved as of yet. Ayatollah Khamenei also noted that Parliament Speaker Larijani had carried it to the extremes while responding to Ahmadinejad's allegations. The leader then also referred to the massive public participation in rallies to mark the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, adding, however, that the high turnout does not mean that the people have no complaints about the current economic conditions. The leader acknowledged that problems do exist, specifically for the poor, but he noted that problems have failed to distance the people from the Islamic establishment. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that officials must set aside differences and work toward resolving domestic problems.
Professor Mohammad Marandi with the University of Tehran is with me now on the line from the Iranian capital. Let's get his comments on this. Now, Mr. Marandi, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Of course, the main part of that speech when it comes to Iran's nuclear program was that Iran is not seeking and has never been seeking nuclear weapons. However, if it did intend to produce nuclear weapons, nothing could have stopped it. Now, what is the message, do you think, that these remarks are carrying for the West?
I think the point really is that he's telling Western countries that Iran under no circumstances will be intimidated, whether through threats or as a result of Western propaganda. So basically he's saying that Iran will pursue its rights. It will not appease Western countries. The Iranian nuclear program will continue to move forward. Iran will not accept any limitations. And he gave the extreme example, saying that under no circumstances would we ever pursue nuclear weapons. But theoretically speaking, even if we were, Western countries are in no position to block Iran. Iran is a very powerful and independent country, and the revolution 34 years ago proved that, and the revolution was to a large degree in order to create this independence. So again, he stresses that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful and it will remain peaceful, but that Western countries simply will not be allowed to dictate their terms for the Iranian people.
Right, and of course another part of that speech outside of the nuclear issue and the international section of it was the recent disputes that we're aware of that have been taking place, especially after President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad came up with this controversial video in the parliament and accused the parliament speaker and his family of corruption. He also referred, we know, to that dispute. What do you think he was referring to when he said that he did criticize both sides? So basically, what do you think that says about that situation?
Essentially, I think the central point is that he believes that the three powers, the three branches of government, should work together closely at a time when Western countries are basically waging war against ordinary Iranians. The fact that Western countries are trying to block Iran from importing or exporting oil, or importing or exporting any goods by blocking the central bank as well. This basically is a form of war that is being waged against ordinary people, and at such a time, the three branches of government must come together. Basically, what we see in Iran, contrary to what people in the West often claim, or analysts in the West or the Western media, is a very dynamic political order where very different, numerous political factions attack each other, whether in the media or in parliament. And the president basically, as usual, did that. But Ayatollah Khamenei said that he stepped beyond the bounds because he showed a film that does not prove anything against the Speaker of Parliament or his brother, the head of the judiciary. And he also criticized the Speaker of Parliament for going too far in his response to the president. So while open debate is something that exists and is welcome in Iran, but he's saying at a time when Western countries are waging war, it's the heads of the three branches must be more vigilant.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Marandi with the University of Tehran, with us there on the line from the Iranian capital.